This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Always a pleasure catching up with the chief of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. And we're not at an auto show together, but we're talking about a big auto story that happened late last night as Fiat Chrysler Automobiles avoided a strike by about 10,000 employees at three plants in Canada. That's certainly good news. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good to be with you. And yes, very good news.
And now Unifor is seeking the same contract terms from the three Detroit-based car makers, arguing that none of them should have a cost advantage on labor. And now that makes it, I mean, it makes sense, but they're not all on the same footing financially. So that makes it a little more difficult, I think.
Yeah, it does. And that, well, that's the same thing, excuse me, Paul, that they face every time they have a round of contract negotiations, whether it's here in the U.S. or in Canada. The automakers are always on a bit of a different footing, but the unions have traditionally gone for what they call a pattern settlement. And the reality is there's always a few little things that they will work into a contract that may help one automaker that's in trouble. We'll have to wait till we get the details.
Jerry Diaz, the president of Unifor, their UAW, I guess, for lack of a better way to explain it over there across the river, said the direct intervention of Sergio Marchionne actually led to the successful resolution of the talks.
Yeah, that's what appears to have been the case. This looked like it was going down hard. You know, I was looking at some reports just a few hours ago that were indicating that this was not going well. It appeared that there was going to be a strike, and it was tough. As a matter of fact, Diaz said something I love here. He said, Sergio Marchionne isn't H. Arm School graduate.
Yeah. What people don't know, and we say Marchionne because of his time in Canada, that's why he said to say Marchionne said it to me directly. What people don't know is that Jerry Diaz is wrong. Sergio is a charm school graduate, and he also continues to take ballet. You know, a lot of people don't know that about Sergio.
Well, you know, it would be interesting seeing him dancing in that sweater.
Yes, with a tutu. Anyway, the concern was they've got some aging plants there in Canada, and the question was, are they going to put some money into aging assembly plants like one in suburban Toronto? And
right.
At this point, though, FCA Canada, which is based in Windsor right across the river, finishing celebrating Thanksgiving Day for our Canadian friends, isn't commenting on the deal until the unionized workers ratify it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, obviously with this settlement, since it is very similar to what we saw before with the earlier contract, they're going to put money over there. So that's, for them, good news. There were a lot of people that were afraid that this round of talks would see the end or the beginning of the end of the Canadian auto industry. They do have higher costs over there at this point, and a lot of people thought that basically the Detroit three automakers would eventually start to phase things out, start closing plants, not put money into those operations and walk away from it, much the way the auto industry is walking away from the Australian auto industry.
Yeah, they sure
are. Costs are too high.
Yeah, they sure are. And Fiat Chrysler is the largest employer in Canada among the three Detroit-based car companies, so you would have thought that would be a bit of an advantage in terms of talks and coming to some sort of an agreement. One of the biggest agreements is buried deep inside, and that is just like last month GM agreed to give new workers raises during their first 3 years with the company, that was in contrast to previous agreements, which had frozen wages during the first 3 years.
Right.
And in exchange, the union agreed to move new workers to defined contribution pensions, one requiring employees to contribute their own money rather than those old traditional employer-provided pensions that have gone away everywhere else. And when you mm-hmm. consider that it's not unusual anymore for people to retire after X number of years, say 20 years with the company, and then living 30 more years on the dole. Yeah, that's unfortunately a system, as people live longer, isn't working across the board.
No, it's a problem for every industry, not just the auto industry.
But right.
Of course, the auto industry has had one of the most generous pension programs in the world for years here in the United States. Now, you do have to remember that there are some costs that the companies don't have in Canada that they do here because they have a much more social benefit program with the government, including health care, coming out of the government up in Canada as opposed to the United States.
True, true. First pay raise in 10 years. They're talking about it. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles avoiding a strike late last night there in for their three plants in Canada. Thanks for the update, Paul. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
See you at the next auto show. Paul Eisenstein, chief of the DetroitBureau.com at 723 at 760 WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.